Title: Break Cal Outs Every 4 Bars Beginner. Alright, let's build one of the most satisfying little tricks in drum and bass. Break Cal Outs Every 4 Bars. A Cal Out is basically the tiny hey from your drums right before the next phrase starts. It's not a new beat, it's not a full fill, it's a moment that turns the page, so the groove feels alive and intentional. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a clean 16-bar drum section in Ableton Live, split into 4 phrases of 4 bars, with a cal out at the end of bar 4, 8, 12, and 16. And you'll have 2 go-to cal out types: a micro fill using break slices, and a stutter cal out using beat repeat. All stock Ableton tools. Let's set this up the repeatable system way, so you can reuse it in every tune. First, session setup. Set your tempo to classic DNB range, 172 to 176 BPM. Put it at 174 for now. Create a MIDI track called Drums Core. That's going to be your drum rack, your stable foundation. Create an audio track called Break Layer. That's your looped break underneath, the thing that gives you that talking, shuffly energy. Then duplicate that audio track and rename it Break Callouts. This is the big beginner win. Separate lane for callouts. Your main groove stays solid. Your callouts become deliberate events you place on purpose. If you like using returns, make return A a short reverb and return B to a dubby delay. Not required, but it'll make the callouts feel three-dimensional with almost no effort. Also, quick workflow tip: set your grid to 1/16 and get comfortable looping in 4-bar chunks. DNB is phrasing. The whole point is you can feel where you are without counting too hard. Now step 1. Build a clean 2-step foundation on drums core. Load a drum rack. Keep it simple. Kick, snare, closed hat, and optionally a ride or shaker. Program a 1-bar pattern. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. That's your hero hit. In most DNB, that snare is the identity of the groove, so we're going to protect it later when we do callouts. Then add hats. Start with 1/8 notes if you're very new, or 1/16 if you want it to roll. Keep it tasteful. Optional: add a ghost snare at low velocity somewhere around the end S, like late in beat 3 or late in beat 4. If you're not sure, skip it for now. You can always add ghosts once the main pattern feels good. Here's a beginner-friendly trick that instantly makes hats feel human without getting messy. Add the velocity MIDI effect on your hat lane, or on the whole drum rack if your kit is simple. Set random around 10 to 20. Set the out high around 80 to 100. Now your hats breathe a little, but they stay controlled. Cool, that's the statement. That's your "this is the groove" sentence. Step 2. Add a break layer, because the break is what gives you the attitude and motion. On break layer, drop in a break. Amen. Think, funky drummer, anything with strong transients works. Warp it. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve transients. This usually hits harder for breaks than complex, especially for drum and bass. Then make sure it loops cleanly, ideally in 1 bar or 2 bars. If you need, use warp from here straight, and check the start and end points so the loop feels seamless. Now blend it so it doesn't fight your kick and bass. Put auto filter on the break layer, set it to high pass, 12 dB slope, and bring the cutoff up somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. Adjust by ear. The goal is, the break brings texture and movement, but your core kick and snare still feel like the boss. If you want extra punch on the break, add drum bus, a little drive, keep boom very low or off, and raise transients a bit. Breaks can get woofy fast, so be careful with anything that inflates low end. Now step 3. Set up the callout lane. Remember that duplicated track, Break Callouts? Turn it down all the way for now, or mute it. We're only going to unmute it for small moments at phrase endings. And I strongly recommend color coding, even as a beginner. One color for core drums, a second for the break layer, a third for callouts. This sounds boring, but later when your project gets big, this will save you. Step 4. Lock in the 4-bar rule. Go to Arrangement View. Put locators at bar 1, bar 5, bar 9, bar 13, and bar 17. Name them phrase A, phrase A+, phrase B+, or peak, whatever helps you remember your evolving energy. Those locator points are the start of each new 4-bar phrase. That means your callouts live right before them, at the end of bar 4, 8, 12, and 16. Beginner safe placement. Put callouts only in the last beat of the bar first. Beat 4 only. Once that feels clean, expand to the last 2 beats, beats 3 and 4. If you go too long too early, it starts sounding like you switched patterns instead of making a callout. Also, mindset. Question and answer. Your main loop is the statement. The callout is the question mark that sets up the next statement. If it feels like a whole new sentence, it's too long or too loud. Now let's build Kalal Type 1. A microfill using slices. This is the classic DNB move, slice a break into pieces, then program a tiny fill in the last quarter bar or last beat. On your break clip, right-click and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by Transients, use the built-in slicing preset. Ableton will create a drum rack full of slices. Now, make a MIDI clip that's only one beat long, or at most a quarter bar to start. Place it at the end of bar 4. Practical example. In the last beat of bar 4, place 4-8-1/16 notes that hit a couple of tasty slices. Look for slices that sound like snare bits, little head ticks, ghosty texture, maybe a flam. Keep it short. 3-6 hits is often enough. Quantize to 1/16, but don't leave it robot perfect. Nudge one or two notes slightly late, just a few milliseconds, so it leans into the groove. Over-quantized fills can feel stiff, and DNB hates stiff. Now process the sliced fill so it sits right. Add EQ8. Cut low end below about 120 Hz. If it sounds boxy, dip a little around 300-500. Add saturator. Drive around 2-6 dB. Turn soft clip on. This helps the slices feel deliberate instead of thin and random. Then add utility. You can whiten slightly, like 80-120%, but don't go crazy. If your main snare is mono and punchy, you don't want the callout to steal that center impact. One more teacher tip. Use volume as your first control knob. Before you add more effects, pull the callout down 1-3 dB quieter than you think. Callouts still read as transitions even when they're tucked. Loud isn't the goal. Clear is the goal. Nice. That's callout type 1. Now callout type 2. Stutter or glitch callout using beat repeat. Go to break callouts and add beat repeat. Set interval to 1 bar. Set grid to 1/16. Set chance to 100% because we're using it intentionally. Set variation low. Like 0-10%. Set gate somewhere between 1/16 and 1/8. And set mix around 20-40% as a starting point. Now the key. We do not want beat repeat doing random stuff all the time. We only want it at the end of the phrase. So automate it. Easiest method. Automate the mix. Keep mix at 0% for most of the phrase, then jump it up to maybe 35-60% for the last quarter bar or last half bar, right before bar 5. Then drop back to 0 at bar 5. Do that again at the end of bar 8, bar 12, and bar 16, but vary the intensity slightly so it evolves. For example, bar 8 could be the longer stutter like the last two beats, while bar 4 is only the last beat. And a big musical warning. Don't let both your core kit and your break layer talk loudly at the same time. If your break is busy, make the callout from the core kit. If your core is plain, make the callout from break slices. Call and response. Not everyone yelling. Now let's add the secret sauce. Space. Reverb throws and delay throws. Set up returno with a short reverb. Decay around 0.6-1.2 seconds. A little pre-delay like 10-25 milliseconds. And filter it so it doesn't boom or hiss. Low cut somewhere around 200-400 Hz. High cut around 6-10 Khz. Return B with echo. Set it to 1/8 or 1/4 time. Feedback around 20-35%. And filter it too. High pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 6-8 Khz. Now here's the classic move. Don't send the entire callout to reverb. Instead, automate a send spike on one hit, usually the last snare-ish hit of the phrase. That creates that shout into the void moment, then it snaps back to dry and tight on the next bar. This protects your snare hero hit. If you drown the snare in reverb on beats 2 and 4, your whole groove loses authority, so throw effects on selected hits only. Now let's lay out our 16-bar template. Bars 1 through 4, steady groove. At the end of bar 4, use the smallest callout. One beat micro fill is perfect. Bars 5 through 8, keep the groove mostly the same, maybe a tiny hat variation or an extra ghost note. End of bar 8, use the stutter callout, maybe last two beats this time. Bars 9 through 12, introduce a slightly different slice choice for the microfill, or a two-stage callout. For example, a tiny flam near the end of beat 3, then a single emphasized hit with a reverb throw at the end of beat 4. Bars 13 through 16, slightly headier. Maybe add a ride, a crash, or just a touch more break level. End of bar 16, strongest callout, but still short. Often the best strong callout is actually a single powerful hit plus space, not a long fill. That's your energy curve. Each phrase end is a bit bigger, but none of them derail the roll. Now, quick common mistakes to avoid. If your callout is a full bar, it stops being a callout. It becomes a pattern change. Keep most callouts between an eighth note and half a bar, and as a beginner, start with one beat. Watch the low end. Break slices can have unexpected thump. High pass the callout lane or EQ it, so it doesn't punch your kick in the face right before the next phrase. Don't let beat repeat be random glitch every time. In drum and bass, the groove has to feel intentional. Automate it so it only happens where you want. And don't over-quantize fills. Even just nudging one hit can make it feel like a drummer made that decision, not a grid. Now if you want a couple darker, heavier options, here are quick upgrades that still stay beginner-friendly. Pitch down callout. Take one slice and transpose it down 2 to 5 semitones right before the new phrase. It creates a little fall into the next bar. Micro dropout. In the last beat of bar 4, mute only the hats, not the kick and snare. Then bring hats back at bar 5. That suction effect is insanely effective and costs you nothing. Noise burst. Create an operator track using noise. Super short decay. High pass it, and put one tiny hit on the last 1/8 or 1/16 before bar 5. Mix it very low. It reads as urgency, not clutter. And stereo discipline. If your callout gets wide due to reverb and delay, keep the dry callout more centered with utility early in the chain. Let the returns provide the width. Mini practice exercise to lock it in. First, build a 4-bar loop of your core groove plus your break layer. Second, add one callout at the end of bar 4 using slice to MIDI. Make it 1 beat long. Third, duplicate the 4 bars to make 16. Then create 3 more callouts, each different. End of bar 8. Beat repeat stutter. End of bar 12. A reverb throw on a single hit. End of bar 16. Pitch down slice plus a short delay throw. Then do the real test. Listen with your eyes closed. You should feel the phrases turning over every 4 bars without counting. And one final coach test. Turn the callout track down by 6 dB. If it still feels like the section turns over every 4 bars, you arranged the callouts well. If it suddenly feels flat, you were relying on volume instead of timing and contrast. Recap. You built a stable DNB groove, layered a break for movement, and used a dedicated callout lane so you can place transitions cleanly at bar 4, 8, 12, and 16. You learned 2 callout types. Micro fills from slices and stutters with beat repeat automation. This audio version is shortened for playback.